Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John the 12th chapter, the 28th and 21st verses, the Bible said that there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Our coming is not because of the feast. We are not here because of the ceremonies. We are here to see Jesus." Let's go further and read Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 to 36. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. The Bible said, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth." The Bible said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Watch, watch, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things, all these things, all these things, all these things. This pandemic is just one of all these things. That which we are trembling at is only one of all these things. All these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. I get very amazed, honestly speaking. I get very amazed when people make predictions in my time and they feel like they predicted this COVID-19. But the Bible and your Christ have already many years ago told you to watch. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape the hour of temptation that will come upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. I am going to end on Resurrection Sunday with standing before the Son of Man. No matter who you are, you will stand before the Son of Man. Everybody will stand before the Son of Man. Forget about what you have been able to acquire. Forget about what the Lord has in his mercy been able to bless you with. That is even the very reason why you will stand before the Son of Man. Because to whom much is given, much is required. I'm telling you, he is, you know, in the place to expect a return on his investment. I'm telling you that he who did not spare his own son, gave him out, bruised him, crushed him for you. Come on, he has the right to expect on his investment. You will stand before the Son of Man. I'm reminding you on Resurrection Sunday, no matter who you are, the amazing thing is that we will not go collectively. No! I will be going for myself, you will be going for yourself. All of us, the Bible said, will appear before the judgment seat of Christ on Resurrection Sunday. This lockdown, I'm reminding everybody, this is what the church is failing to hear and to accept. The package of salvation is not only love. In the package of salvation, there is also judgment. Why are we refusing to bring that picture into the portrait? The complete truth is this. Yeah, this is the complete truth. We shall all stand before the Son of Man. On this note, this is how I welcome you all on Resurrection Sunday. This particular Easter is a very, very. You know, Friday, I watched the stream again, and I realized that unusually, I was an unusual Kofi Odro. It was a deep reflective. It was with sobriety. When somebody is sober, he cannot even, you know, bring his elements in his dynamism. You can't do that. I think that Jesus, the Son of God, His Majesty, died a very painful death for me. It calls for a sober reflection. That He was given as a sacrificial lamb for me to be able to stand here and talk to you about Him. What a love story. What have I deserved to deserve such love? What have I done to deserve such deep love? And then I take this salvation and trample it down, O Mali. No, I cannot trivialize this sacrifice. Watch ye therefore. The Bible said, pray always. Because there is an hour of temptation. And after the hour of temptation, the rapture. And after the rapture, you are all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And shall account for what we are doing in this life, in this body. Ladies and gentlemen, on Easter Sunday, I am reminding you, you cannot receive such a gift and still remain in your oldness of life. You cannot remain in the kind of life that you still remain in. This Easter, we should reflect deeply whether we are in alignment with God, whether we are in a right standing with God. And being in a right standing with God is what we call righteousness. When it becomes a lifestyle, you don't have to stretch yourself. Breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, oh yeah, He made Him who knew not sin to become sin, that we might be the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. This is the love story. I like it in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 6. He has made us priests and kings unto His God and our everlasting Father. Praise be unto His name, for we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a people purchased and washed in His blood and in His presence. My God, ladies and gentlemen, this morning I present to you Jesus, the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundations of the world, who takes away the sins of the whole world. Will it? Can I look at somebody here? Here you remember, I came here, you know, I mean, to mind is the entreaties of Paul, which he wrote in the book of Romans. The Bible said, you know, when he started the package of salvation, he began, you know, presenting the word of the Lord from, you know, chapter number 3, when he talked about the condemnation of man, and that man have fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible said, for we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So Paul built it up, the reason for justification, the reason for atonement, the reason for regeneration by the Spirit of God and washing of water by the word. He was talking about the reason why I need a savior. He brought the whole portrait and spectrum from Psalm number 51 when he began to talk about some few concepts. But as a matter of fact, if you will understand Psalm 51 very well, you will first will have to understand it well when he picked it up from chapter 50 and from verse number 5, when the Bible was talking about few concepts of God. So will you read it? Let's hear you.
Gather my sins together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
You know, he began by talking about saints. But before you will understand that concept, we will go to 51 verse 5. And let's hear that also.
Behold, I was shaping in iniquity.
I was shaping in iniquity.
And in sin, and my mother conceived me.
My mother conceived me. So I am not a sinner by works. I am a sinner by birth. It took the Christ to lay on the cross and take away my sins. So we are justified by the blood of Christ. According to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18, the Bible said, we know that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb. This is the gospel that, you know, was typified in John the 10th chapter and the 16th verse. But before he said 16, he had gone into the content of verse number 15. The Bible said, and as the serpent was lifted in the wilderness, so should the Son of Man be lifted up, and anybody who believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Jesus the Son of God should not perish but have eternal life. I present to you eternal life this morning on Resurrection Sunday. And so Paul built it up even to, you know, the concept of adoption of sons. But when I think of resurrection, it brings me to Romans chapter 8 verse number 6, where the Bible was talking about to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And this life was the life that emanates from the Son of God. Eternal life. Zoe Dangwa. Yeah, Nanowala. That was what he was talking about. It's life and peace. And then he built up by saying, because the carnal mind is enmity unto God. The carnal mind means you are antagonistic unto God. If somebody does not know Jesus Christ, he is his enemy. And why will I be so mindful of this Jesus? Because he is your judge. Judge. John chapter 5, 22. Your judge. Amazement. Yeah, because he's your judge. Will you read the word?
For the Father judged no man, but had committed all judgment unto the Son.
The Father is going to judge no man. We all believe there is judgment, but the Father is not going to do that judgment. All judgment has been committed unto the Son. Read.
That all men should honor the Son.
All men, including all men, all faith from humankind, should honor Jesus Christ.
Even as they honor the Father.
Hear ye. Everybody saying they know God from all different faiths and religions. But the Bible is making a very powerful reiterative statement prophetically this morning. All men from all race, all ethnicity, all, you know, countries, all nations, all men shall honor the Son. This is a mystery. I'm telling you. All men should honor the Son of God. From Japan to Madagascar. Yeah, from Suriname to Curacao, right up to the Comoros Island. Yeah, from New Zealand to Papua New Guinea. Every man should honor the Son. Jesus Christ, who died and descended unto, you know, hell, and got the power of sin and death, that me can be born again, washed and sanctified in the blood of the Son of God. All men should honor the Son. Read.
He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father.
He that honoreth not the Son does not honor the Father
which has sent him.
The Bible said the Son have been mandatedly or mandatorily sent. Sent.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
read.
He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
He that hears my word and believes. Exactly what Paul said in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. He that hears and believes. I prefer to hear this than receive it one, receive it two. I prefer to hear this all my life without anybody telling me receive. I will receive. I'm telling you. When I seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, guys, all other things will be added unto me without me fasting and praying for it. You know why I know that God will stay his hands and intervene and save us from this pandemic? Because Christ is risen. Christ is risen. And by his blood that speaks better things than that of Abel. It will speak, ladies and gentlemen. It will speak. I'm telling you the word of the Lord. It will definitely speak. It will absolutely speak. It will prophetically speak. I'm talking to somebody right now, you know, on this Sunday. It will speak. The blood will speak. It will speak for America and stay the plague. It will speak for the United Kingdom and stop the death. You know, I don't understand, but I know for sure there shall be a performance. The Lord will intervene. The tears will stop. The pain will stop. And this too shall pass in the precious name of Jesus. Because we know that the blood speaks and is still speaking. He sits at the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for us, ladies and gentlemen. Let us build on this. Will you read that once and let's finish?
And shall not come into condemnation.
Anybody that hears the word of he that sent me and believe shall never come to condemnation.
But has passed from death to life.
That person has passed. The world needs to hear this one now. They have passed from death to life. They have passed from death to life. No matter what. The lifestyle in which I have passed from death into life. This morning, I am presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is a dichotomous gospel. Oh yeah, yeah. He will save you, he will bless you, he will love you, he will honor you, he will prosper you and protect you and give you good health, and all things will work together for good because you love God. But at the same time, he is your judge. I'm talking to you. You better hear what I'm saying. He will judge you. We will come to render stewardship. Apart from judgment, which will begin from the house of God, judgment will be rendered for stewardship. What I'm doing right now, I will account for it. I will account. God will put me there. And as I gave you an opportunity, I made you a voice. I made you a voice that so many of your colleagues did not have. The many people are preaching all around the world. Many. I did not give them the opening that I have given you. What did you do with it? That is why Christ and him crucified is a message that I'm telling you. The love of God can never be ceased to be preached unto God's people. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning it is a very serious moment, very serious time. Everybody needs to be saved. If you are not saved, if you are not washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you are not passed from darkness to light, if you are not passed from, you know, death to eternal life, this is the moment. He gave me an opportunity to warn you. He gave me an opportunity to preach to you. He has given me an opportunity to tell you to return unto your God. His mercies are everlasting. And he is the savior of the world, but at the same time, your judge. He will judge me for what I'm doing. Oh yeah, I will render my stewardship account for what I'm doing. He gave me a very good, you know, platform on television, on radio. He made me a voice on social media. He made me a voice on print media. He has given me a voice in the markets, on the streets, anywhere. And I don't have to joke with that. The message is not Kofi Odro. The message is not Alabaster. I have a car. I have a house. No! The message is the risen Christ. The risen Christ is coming again. The Bible said anybody who hates Jesus Christ must be accursed. Anybody that hates Jesus Christ, because the world hates Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, the world, my nation, Ghana, we hate Jesus Christ. Corona, everybody, I said, yeah, today. But we are sitting there, Tiania, going to be out in Banjo. Corona, everybody, my mom's in Zoom for everybody. We have a boy, Bonnie Bin Pony, I am by a food in Zoya, San Beboka, and Bonnie Bin Pony, I do, who do Bonnie Amaya. Bonnie Bin Pony, I the sex parties in the city, you don't see it. The stripper nightclub, you don't see it. Tianye, Asofwa, and you must sort him and him drop for you, you don't see it. The extortion, you don't see it. You don't see the looting, even in the house of God. You don't see the merchandise of the gospel. You don't see that. Say, Boni bin Pony, haya. It didn't say, Unumbaya. It didn't say, Unumbaya. Whoa, who knew? Romans chapter 3, verse number 23 and 24. You know, he made some retreative revelation that has been, you know, outlined. And the word of the Lord is so clear and so mandatory in that it is prophetic in his presentation. Will you read the word of God?
For all have sinned. And come short,
of the glory of God. Read the next word.
Being justified freely by his grace.
Now, Paul was building his entreaties from there. So he spoke about justification and then moved very quickly from justification to sanctification. Having been justified, he sanctified us. Read downwards. Let's hear you.
And by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Immediately, Paul introduces something very special, and that is the grace of God, the gift of eternal life, the grace of God, that no matter what any human being does, you know, it is forgiven straight away. And that is why the Bible says, now there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, to them that are washed in his blood, washed in the covenanted blood of Christ. There is no more condemnation to them, but we cannot take that grace and trample it down under our feet. We cannot do that. It tells you, Paul, when you go to chapter 8 and from verse number 8, he was building on something. So he says, so that they that are in the flesh can never please God. They that are worshiping idols and worshiping, you know, all kinds of things, including money, they can never see God. Revelation chapter 9, he was talking about, you know, that. He built it up in Revelation chapter 9 that many people serve money. Many people sell silver. Many people serve gold. They serve all manner of things. Read from verse number 10.
Verse 20.
Revelation chapter 9, verse number 20. Can you hear God's word?
And the rest of the men which were not killed by this plague.
The Bible said there are going to be people that are not killed by the plague.
Yet repented not of the
word. They will still not repent. I'm telling you. Literally, assembly, by figurative connotation and implication, plagues can break out because of sin and death. Plagues can break out. I'm telling you the word of the Lord. Can you read, sir?
That they should not worship devils.
Oh, yeah.
And idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk.
All right, then, Willie. So, number one, we can worship devils. And then number two, we can worship
gold.
Money. Tianyo. Many people worship money. To many people, money is even more important than human beings. Even in this pandemic, that people realize that we need to extend our hand, you know, of benevolence and generosity to people all around. Still, other people are still in their extortions. Extortion, looting, exploitation. They are still exploiting people, hiking prices, and they sit and say, Father, thank you for this breakthrough. Can never your extortion and, you know, your exploitation can never be a breakthrough. I get so amazed the things we call breakthrough. Now God is teaching all of us that most of the things we call blessing is not. Many of the things we call blessing is not. A man that is blessed is a man that is washed in the blood of Christ. That has a daily, I want you to know that, don't miss this one. This is a deep revelation. A daily intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. My relationship with Christ, oh yeah, daily intimate. I love the Lord. I was speaking about, you know, training in righteousness in the first service. I was telling them that if somebody has training in righteousness, I'm telling you, that person, according to my language, or one, according to another language I speak, you know, training in righteousness. I'm telling you the heart of God and the word of the training in righteousness. By the time anybody is washed in the blood of Jesus, is born again, the Bible said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the glory of God. We cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This morning, I am presenting unto you the pure gospel. This is not, you know, nice sugar coated with, no, pure gospel. Take it or leave it. Pure gospel. You take it or leave it. I'm telling you. Look at the things and the events that are going on all around the world. Doesn't it speak to you? It doesn't speak to you. Our brothers and sisters, 21,000 people have died in the United States only in just 5 weeks. Steve, it's scary. Scary! This is the time we need the Christ. The disciples said, Jesus, all men seek you. We need you. Humble yourself. Stop talking nonsense. Humble yourself and let's pray for the intervention of God. The blood and the risen Christ has power. He builds, you know, so people can worship money. To many people, money is everything. They don't care about you. I mean, I know people, when you are sick, they will never visit you. I mean, I know employers in this country, superstars in this country. If you work with them and you are sick, they will never visit you. If you die, they don't care. If you die, they will never attend your funeral. Everything to them is money. You are well, you are working, they love you. You are not well, you don't come to work, they don't care. You are on maternity leave, they don't care. If they give you 3 months, they expect you to report. If you say, my mother, my child, that they don't care about anything that you have. All they want is you are working and they are making money. And since he said gold, and say silver, say let's work, you know, let's build upon it. He said gold, he said silver,
brass,
stone,
and of wood.
Many people are worshiping stones. Oba koni aye honisi yo, shadi aneni mumu neni mtan tanya honisi yo. Niye kasa chileno. The Bible said, woe unto him that call and speaks to a wood and to a stone, awake. Woe is anybody. Every form of idol worship, idolatry, witchcraft, manipulations, and all. Enamre, yeye baifuo. Enamre, yedi ba yechi. Hey, onso muhu mu papa. Enamre, korobre mu, oya baifuo. Okwa ire. Yamawa juni ngajima. Tianiye, kujia miyajuni panjira mu. Enamre, oya ba, udare, oyire. When we say witchcraft, it is not only people flying and eating in the night too. I'm telling you, the moment I have this clutch, and Willie has the same clutch, and Willie likes mine but does not like his, that is witchcraft. The moment I like your wife and I have one, that is witchcraft. The moment I have a BMW and you have a BMW, but you don't like yours, you like mine. That is witchcraft. The Bible calls it covetousness. Yeah, yeah. To the Bible said to obey is better than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. And if you read down, it said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. I'm telling you the word of God. If we are speaking the word of his truth, if it's someone, the Bible said in James chapter 1, for the engrafted word of God is able to save your souls. James 1, 21 to 25. Oh yeah. So don't be just do hearers of the word, deceiving yourselves, but doers of the word. You know, people that emulates the grace of God and the word of his truth in the name of the Lord Jesus. This morning is a very profound moment as we all gather in his presence. I'm telling you, and to receive of resurrection power. So Paul built this thing up, and then by the time he gets to verse number 10, he said, and if Christ be in you, TNU, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. TNU, omo amudi grace ya na wo twefa baby no sense muno no men ya na men ti ase ye can the grace of God, it is the reverence of God in righteousness or in a right standing with God. You cherish the gift that God has given you. And this will be actually what dear. Somebody grants you a beautiful gift, and then you don't treasure the gift, and you can even throw it away or give it to somebody else as another gift. Somebody gives me a Rolls Royce as a gift. I need to cherish it because of the thoughtfulness that, you know, led or gravitated towards the giving of that gift. I don't joke with that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we should be meditating on Resurrection Sunday. Why did he die for me? And what are the benefits of his death? What are the benefits and the blessings of his resurrection? On Resurrection Sunday, we analytically and deeply assess our life. Assess our life. The Son of God, thank you for how far you brought me. I never deserve what you have given me, but I thank you that you have given it to me. This morning, I'm telling everybody that is watching and that is listening to me and hearing the word of life and the word of truth and the word of God that is able to save your souls. Well, he said, you know, but the spirit of life, the spirit is life because of righteousness. But I like how he puts verse number 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus Christ dwell in you, he that raised up Christ will from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. I want to build upon this one. Will you read it and read it in Greek? Read it in English and read it in Greek. Let's work.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
I am going to read it in different other versions. So if you have any different versions, you can help me, you know, build this to the glory of the Lord. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 11 is a concept. In NIV, he said, and if the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead is living in you, TNU is living, has made this residential abode in you, TNU. The Bible said, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life. Give life. I'm telling America, God will give life. God will give life. No matter this pandemic, this will pass over you. This pandemic will not finish you up. Be at peace. Your God, in whom you trust, is still alive. As we return unto him on Resurrection Sunday, the glory of the Lord. South Africa, we are in a lockdown, but I'm telling you, if the spirit which raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will give you life. The spirit of he that raised Christ will give you life. Life. Eternal life. Everlasting life. Zoe life. Oh, life. That life. Well, if you have any other version, come on. Because his spirit lives in you. He will give life to your mortal bodies because his spirit lives in you. Because his spirit lives in you. New life in Christ begins with repentance, accepting eternal life, and then the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. His spirit gives you life. His spirit lives in you. And when his spirit lives in you, corona can't touch you. You cannot die. I'm telling you, no matter how dark the world is, his spirit lives in you. His spirit, it lives in you. His spirit lives in you. His spirit lives in you. His spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. The spirit of Jesus Christ, the resurrection power, resurrection life, resurrection virtue, resurrection ovation. I'm telling you the word of God. Resurrection life. Listen, you will you read any other version?
But your New King James Version.
Go ahead.
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead would also give life to your mortal body.
Oh yeah, he will also, once he has done resurrection, he will also give life, abundant life. Abundant life, abundance. Life, abundance. It will come in an overflow. Any other version, work.
GNT. If the spirit of God who raised Jesus from death lives in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body by the presence of his spirit in you.
Oh yeah, and the presence of his spirit that lives in you. My God, you cannot marginalize or trivialize the spirit that lives in you. You know, one day when Jesus was walking with the disciples and they said, Lord, let us call fire from heaven to burn all these people. He said, you don't know what spirit. You don't know the kind of spirit that lives in you. The spirit that lives in you does not destroy. It gives life. Life. And that is why I know without any iota of doubt that God will save the world from our own created mess. This mess, we created it. I'm telling you. We created it. I don't care what you think. We created it because God, when he was handing over this earth to us, it was perfect. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29. It was a perfect place. It was a perfect place. Forests, water bodies, you know, waterfalls, you know, hills, mountains, the sea, and all that kind of thing. With its minerals, enrichment in it, oil, gas, gold, silver, platinum, coal, all salt, you know, and the list goes on. It was a perfect place. Will you read the word?
Lo, this only have I found, that God had made man upright.
God has made man perfect.
But they have sought many.
But the men are always into all kinds of crazy things. We create our mess. Now we need the intervention of God. But I can tell you, yeah, his presence abides in us. And because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, I'm telling you, there shall be an intervention. Will you read another version? We are reading, yeah, then read the tree.
Now,
Romans chapter 8 verse number 11. Romans chapter 8 verse number 11. Now said the
onyani yes to fear who for
me. Now said the onyani Christ to fear who for me. So what ne own timu mu.
The onyani Christ to fear who for me. No, even when we pray, I will not sunk.
And I'm
the home home at timu mu.
And I'm no and kwani jina home home mu at timu mu. No, and you nyuma pebi awo ye. Tiniye nyaa sori bi awoko. Tiniye, I'm telling you the word of God. And I'm the home home mu at timu mu. No, the home home at timu mu makes a difference. Oh yeah, the home home at timu no. I'm yenya mtetiye pa. The home home at timu no. I'm yenya nchile chile. Entenye entia so. Home mu nyai. The home home at timu no. Juma edie no no. The home home at tiniye. There are some neighbors in Bombon so. The home home at timu no. Juma edie no no. The home home at timu no. Entetiye entia chile yai. Oh yeah, entetiye no. I don't know why God is really retreating it this morning. When you're empty yet, now when you'll be a shower dear, Pastor Steve, I'm telling you, when you'll be a shower dear, we'll be many panic, the needy, a boo, and then this one now, I'm telling you. Now, no one were too good. And you'll be on my and trash here. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you the word of God. Yen one crawfoot, tear son them, numu yi, tear son them, or my brains are serious. Minim gospel musicians are really so serious. And we really good. But or Jim Mike waha. Say or Jim Mike waha. Yeah, you will free say home home with the moon. And the Eddie Sage man. Tianye! A fan so a ye. And any did it. And any did it. They catch them all. Yenyaba Ebony also had a very beautiful voice. And it was enormously gifted, more than most of your gospel musicians. I'm telling you the word of God. Telling you, if the spirit that raised up Christ lives in you, it gives you training in righteousness. It brings you newness of life. You walk in newness of life. I mean, you come into the place of new life in Christ. You don't allow the death of Christ to be wasted. You don't allow the price that Jesus paid to be wasted. You don't allow that to happen. You walk in the newness of life. And you don't just walk in the newness of life. You avail yourself. The Bible said, in a mighty house are not only vessels of silver and gold, but also of wood and clay. Some unto honor and others unto dishonor. But if any man will purge or sanctify himself from these. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 19 to 21. The Bible talks about something. For the Lord knows them that are his. Oh yeah. Let everybody that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Oh, be our way, yes, you did it. My name is Jenny Humphrey Memorial. Your son in your home. My name is Jenny Humphrey. And whom the Mingan Jeremy said, you know, you are born again, but you are a whiskey taker, brandy vodka taker. Tianyo, Abrabadadano, Ekem, Brafo, Akoshibra, I'm telling you, Ekem, Diabo, Edutuo. A Christophe, Muntia Semi, Diabo, we are made a Christo, Sumbaton China, Median to Edge now. Tianya! Meshania, my woman, between who see the Adrian Sachara, and now, are you who saw the Equestria? Oh, be unpre, so be would up on Tianyan. Oh, be unpre. I like how, you know, Jesus put it. He said, if you was born in a pencil, a baby, you know, or say, a defoni na, the baby, see you, honey. If you want to walk out in Uncle Pan Sempano, I hear you know, Sempa. Now, oh, be a pre, a pre, a remo. Gulibo quotation.
So Matthew chapter 11 verse 11 to 12.
Matthew chapter 11 verse 11 and 12.
Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
No. Luke 13. Luke 13. Now you put it and you together now for you. You are live on Rainbow Radio, live on Facebook, live on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Resurrection Sunday, but a very serious and reflective one.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Hallelujah. Let me get that quotation because it's very integral to what I'm doing. It's not part of my... And then I can be able to. I need to. And we need to get it for you until. Let's get it. And which were the ones you read, Willie? The first one you read.
But your Matthew chapter 11, verse 11 to 12.
Can you repeat that? But it's not it.
Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force.
All right. Matthew chapter, you know, Matthew chapter 11, verse 13. 11, 13. Let's see that.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
Read.
And if ye receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come.
Read.
And he that had ears to hear, let him hear.
Read out.
But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto the children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, we have piped unto you and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking. As they say, he had an evil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. And they say, behold, a man gluttons and a wine biber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of
his children. All right, calm down.
Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which hath exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which has been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee.
Read.
At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed unto me unto babes. Even so, Father, so it is seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul.
All right, Luke 13, verse number 24. Let's look at it again.
Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter and shall not be able.
Okay, read down. Okay.
When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are.
Read verse 24 again. Let's
strive to enter
in. You need to strive. Yeah, pray. Can you imam here? Possibly bring the word I'm looking for.
No, catch your one, sir. Mom, pray.
That is the word I've been looking for. Pray. I am pro. Pray, strive to enter into, you know, the narrow gate.
The straight gate.
This is Resurrection Sunday. As I close, I want to tell everybody, if that spirit that woke Jesus from the dead, raised him from the dead, dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. As I finish up, if you don't know Christ as Lord and personal Savior, I have been sent unto you. Yeah. I have been sent. You know, it's also, you know, let's try Luke 16:16 also. Yeah. That is the scripture. Luke 16:16. That is what I've been looking for. The Bible said the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is being preached, and every man presseth. I know that may hear it. Presseth. Obi any abro. Obi a paim yeni mukoyako. Luke 16:16. Since that time, the kingdom of God. Will you kaya uchi no mi enti? And then I will read a different version until that.
But you say, "Mrani adi fano be pim Johannes."
Yeah.
If we are not so no, what can yango pa hine huasem no biara nem eni bresu kum.
This is the scripture I'm looking for. Yeah. In the NIV, the Bible said the law and the prophets proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom is being preached, and everyone is forcing. False, Nyami. Telling you, you make you false. Make you false. False, you ramu be. I'm telling you. And nemre, Michelle, my baby, any baby, the agenda. And nemre, force your way into the eternal salvation. Yemveniagro. Luke 16:16. A serious scripture. Nobody should do obia pray. Any other version? All right. Will you come to me and to you?
Mrani adi fono ba pim Johannes so. If we are not so no, what can you come in here once some pa? No, obia run them and nibra so.
Obia nam and nibra. And nibra. Ya niambre. Ya can sempa. Who is that? No, kick him. What do you call so kick and see? And now, Chris, you are sorry. I'm growing for the Kong Kong men. Won't they? One day, I was shina when he's a brewer, he can say, you know, and I'm quite jeer, I bought off one day. Pianya! And I'm here, danger. Luke 16:16, a Christo for Muntie, and now I'm going so, and ye pray. I ain't enough for me. Now, having said this to you, let me close with this. The Lord is depending on the church right now. That everybody who don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, this is now the time to draw every soul unto the Lord. Any problem, pray, they don't know Jesus. And God has given us an assignment. I'm telling you. God has given us an assignment. The highways, the byways, oh yeah. Compel them to come in. Go ye into all the world and preach. 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 He that believes and is baptized will be saved. Yeah. Tell them the kingdom of God is at hand. I am bringing my message to a close. But this Luke 16:16. Let it be your Easter gift. If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. But let this one be your Easter eggs or Easter gift. That no matter what it is, you will make it. And you are not just going to make it. You are going to be used of God to win other people. Jesus says, Satan have wanted to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. When you are saved, strengthen your brothers. He said, Peter, do you love me more than this? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Yeah, feed my sheep. Feed them. I bring my message to a close and tell Ghana, it's time to preach the gospel. It's time to focus on the souls. 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 Not cars. Not money. Not houses. Souls. Every money we make it because of the gospel. I'm talking to the church now. Every money God blesses is for the gospel. It is not for bank accounts. It is not for all kinds of investments that does not please and push the gospel. Because I'm telling you, it is for the gospel. If Willie Alabaster makes $100 trillion, we make it for the kingdom. We make it for the kingdom. Yeah. If we buy aircraft, it's for the gospel. Flying to places, driving to places, riding bicycles and motorcycles to places where cars cannot go there. I'm telling you, even here in Ghana, we are not doing anything. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You knew there are places, village, remote places in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, OT, Wanwai, Enomni, Adia, Savannah, places who don't know your Jesus. And this Easter in lockdown, may we come to our senses. And you are telling you, come to your senses. Your God has given you an assignment. It's time to win the lost at all costs. I become all things to all men, but that by all means I may win some. I bring my message to a close. Wherever you might be, I want you to know that he is risen. He is not here. You can't seek the dead among the living. As I speak to you, the word of the Lord, that Jesus is expecting too much. Receive anointing, I take it. Receive a touch. Receive money, I receive. Receive breakthrough, I receive. Receive abrochure, I receive. Receive one, I receive. Receive one, I receive. Receive husband, I receive. Receive wife, I receive. Receive Mercedes, I receive. Receive mansion, I receive. What is it for? What is it for? You can't just be receiving things. What is it for? What is it propelling you to? Gravitating you to? For the lost. For the vulnerable, for the captives, for the sick, for the burden. That is what it's all for. Now the Lord is telling you that if this corona goes to an end, go get the money and let's go work for God. The world is coming to a close. This is end time. We need to preach the gospel. We need to heal the sick. We need to deliver the oppressed. We need to make a lasting impact globally. I'm telling you the word of God. The gospel must be preached. As I bring my message to a close, it has to be at all cost. So this is not a time for your petty, you know, you sin, you come and confess, you sin, you come and confess, you sin, you come and confess. If you see the band that you will be sinning and confessing, so I will sin, no, no. If you see the band, you be this age, man. If you see the band, you be someone, if you go see the band. For how long are we going to be sinning, confessing, sinning, God? That you have 10 sinning, confessing into a ministry. You sin and come and confess. You sin and come and confess. You can't say much. You need sabre for sinning. No, no. You've been in church for too long for that. Grow up. Grow up. He has risen, but grow up. He is not here, but grow up. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Grow up. Can I pray with you as I bring my message to a close? This morning, I would like us to reflect on the Lord and the grace of God and what God has done and the price that He has paid for us. Wherever you are, put your hand on your chest. Say, Dear Jesus, I make it right with you.
I make it right with you.
Today,
I come back
into the alignment
of your perfect will
concerning my life.
I declare
that I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I receive the gift of eternal life
into my spirit.
I receive
the Holy Spirit
and fresh anointing
for greater works
from today.
Count on me.
Use me.
I'm available.
Anything you are doing
in this season,
don't do it without me.
Count me
among your soldiers.
Count me
among your choice servants.
Use me
if you can use everything.
Use me too
in Jesus' name.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.